This is John Costa, the editor of Citizens Eye. We're at the Clock Tower. It's Leicester Speaks. It's for Local Democracy Week. And we're here with people going up on the stage, having their 60 seconds. You can talk about absolutely anything you want. And this guy here has joined me called Paul. How you doing, mate? You all right?
All right, thank you.
Lovely. Thanks very much for agreeing to talk to us. Now, some of the things that you were just talking to about the guys there, which made me come over and speak to you about things like, you know, jobs and cuts in the police force and sort of working together and why aren't we producing more things here and shutting coal mines down and manufacturing stuff like that. Is this something you're really kind of quite passionate about? Because there's quite a lot of people standing around you nodding. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm going to say very passionate about it. There should be more jobs in this country. Instead of like this country importing stuff from other countries, why can't this country start sending stuff out to different countries? We had manufacturing here, we had engineering. That's gone. Yeah. Shoes gone. Hosiery gone. Rolls Royce, which was a British company, now being made in Germany. What's happening to the UK? Why can't we start being like other countries, having our own factories for engineering? British Steel, for instance, that's gone. Because this country's just sitting back and letting the government turn around saying, well, shut this down, shut that down, shut this down. Fair enough, the same as recession on. This recession is not going to get any better until the UK gets off its arse, pardon my language, and starts doing something to get the UK back to work, get people out of working. There's no tear in this country for anyone. They're saying there's jobs out there. For what? Even the building trade now, they're cutting back because there's no jobs there.
And we're talking to young people about getting, you know, staying in school longer, getting educations and qualifications in order to get work. And that's, but what work is there for these young people to do?
Exactly. There's no work out there. I mean, it's the same like there's work on the building trade. But at the minute, there's a bit of recession, so the building trade's slacking off. There's no doubt there. Unless you actually start, I mean, we've got coal in our coal mines under the UK. We've shut the mines down because we're importing coal from other countries. What's up with our coal?
Yeah.
I mean, if you open the mines back up, it gives people jobs. Open engineering back up gives people jobs. The cars and all this lot, I mean, Ford used to be made here, right? Used to have loads of car companies here at one time. All aboard now because this country is just turning around and going to the dogs at the minute.
Now, there was something on the news a couple of weeks ago, I think, where the Chancellor was talking about how in the North Sea, they're giving sort of tax incentives to companies to kind of open up old existing things that they've shut down in order to get like that going with the economy. There must be some sort of incentive the government can give to companies to turn around and go, well, look, you know, why can't we you help your expertise to set up things, even if it's social enterprise co-ops, to get people digging coal out, even if it's for their own use and then selling it down the market. There's got to be a way of getting people back to work, hasn't there?
Yeah, there's got to be a way of getting people back to work. I'm going to say, you've got the coal mines out there, fair enough. But when you start shutting big companies down that have been in the UK, let's say in Leicester for years, we had four EMI here, which used to do the light bulbs. 4,000, maybe more jobs shut down because the factory just went derelict. Now it's pulled down, they're going to build houses on it.
Do you think when we see the news now and we hear about, like, you know, chains of shops going bust and people going out and they're shutting like 2,000 shops or so many people, like you said, there are 4,000 workers going, like, sort of stuff, we're almost numb to those numbers now? Those numbers mean nothing anymore, do they?
Because
you know or you've experienced that, they mean nothing to you, don't they?
Numbers don't mean nothing nowadays. Just say 4 million people unemployed. It's going to get worse. Because this country just wants to sit back and say, we'll shut this down, we'll shut this down. Now, mate, at one time, we had a great police force. We still have. But with the cutbacks, what's happening? We've got no traffic wardens now. The council are doing it. So it's just saying how bad this country, how the UK is getting really, really bad at the moment. And I'm going to say, and I can't see it getting any better.
Yeah. I mean, from the viewpoint of Leicester, we're here having like Local Democracy Week and Leicester Speaks and trying to encourage people to go up and have 60 seconds. I mean, how do you think, you know, Leicester is now compared to, say, 5 years ago or 10 years ago? Was it any worse then than it is now? Or is it almost like we seem to have got ourselves into that almost like victim mentality where we're just so used to like dealing with people doing stuff to us that it's almost like the fight's gone, isn't it?
Well, the fight has gone because people are just sitting back and doing nothing about it. I mean, at one time, Leicester was a thriving little town. Jobs, you could walk out of a job, you could lose a job, let's say on Friday, walk into a job on Monday. That's how it was. Now, nobody wants to know. There's hosiery companies shutting down, there's factories shutting down, and all we're doing is just sitting back saying, okay, it's just something the government's dealing with. The government don't care. As long as they get money in their pockets, they're not bothered about anyone else.
And I think, you know, I know we do a lot of work with young people and stuff like that. And I remember talking to people that were older who were like over 45, and I'm 46, who are like 46, 47, up to 50. And they said, well, there seems to be all these projects for getting like young people into work, you know, not in employment and education, NEETs and all that kind of stuff. Well, what about us? All the focus seems to be on young people. What about, you know, if I'm 45 and I get made redundant now, the chances are I might not never work again.
Exactly. I'm going to say that's what I've just been saying to these people back here. There's training for the youngsters, get them into college, get them training. Yeah. There's no training for people over 30, over 40, nothing at all. And all you get told is, well, you know, at your age and all this lot, we don't want to hear our age. We want people to say to us, okay, there's a job out there for you. But where?
Also, one of the things that really does my head in, I think, and you know, so I'm having a proper conversation with someone here, I like this.
Yeah.
It's nice. I normally get sterile, one-dimensional stuff, so it's good to have a chat with you. It's about when people say, oh, people need to you know, have the training to reskill and all that sort of stuff. Well, I'm not being funny. I spent all my time getting the skills that you told me I needed to get an employment.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think a lot of it can does go back to people like careers advice that young people get as well, about trying to point them into areas rather than things they need to be doing?
It's all right giving them the careers advice and saying, like, you know, there's jobs here and there's jobs there, but you can go in and do all this training. You can stay at school an extra year. You can go to college. But when you come out of college, what's here for you?
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing. The army, they're making cutbacks. So it's just cutbacks, cutbacks, cutbacks. This country at one time used to be a thriving little country. Used to be exporting out of the country a lot. Now we're doing nothing. It's just everything's coming in from China because it's cheaper. Coming in from abroad. It's all right because they've got jobs. This country's got nothing.
And
the wonder why people kick off. I mean, it's sort of like you're talking about ages back, they would kick off, they had the riots. That's not down because people want to do it. That's down because there's no jobs, people ain't got no money, and they're just kicking off. And it's their way of airing the views. And it's just, I mean, fair enough. It was bad. It's a bad thing to do. But it's going to get a lot worse because if there's no jobs out there for people, people are going to start kicking off.
Well, it's interesting because when you look at the news and stuff like that now, they start talking about we need to make more, you know, so many billions of cuts in, like, you know, 2015, 2016. Well, you know, it's 2012 now. That's at least 4 years they've mentioned. Well, that's another four long hot summers that we could possibly have, isn't it, with people like that. And they're the things that people need to be focusing on, sorting those issues out.
Yeah, they need to start sorting stuff out like that. I mean, cutting back on the National Health Service and all, what is the point? You need a National Health Service. Everybody needs doctors and nurses. You start cutting back on them, that's it. I mean, they're even privatising stuff now where you've got, like, there's a bus company, Arriva, they're going around doing, like, ambulance services. What's up with our ambulance service? It's just cutting back on people's jobs all the while, and this is what this government needs to sort out. I mean, they need to sit down and say, right, we need to start getting people back to work. We need to start doing stuff to get people back to work. If there's not jobs out there, we need to start creating jobs.
We need some sort of innovative push on, you know, jobs that we're going to create that people can actually do, that you don't need a degree to do.
Because you can walk into the job centre now and look on the board for jobs, and it's 16, 17 year olds. There's no thing there for the bloke over 30s, and they need to start doing that, because some of these guys over 30 have got the experience people want, but they're just not employing them because it's like, oh, they're too old, we'll only get a couple of years work out of them, that's it, we don't want to know no more. And it's just diabolical.
We've been talking to people as well about how what they do is they create, like, opportunities for young people to get involved and all that sort of stuff, and then what they do is they get rid of the older person that's trained them because of how much they cost, and they can take that person on and they give them the job because they're younger, they're cheaper, and they've got the experience to do it.
Exactly what they're doing, like, is now I'm talking to a guy today, they take people on, and there might be a person there that's been there, what, 10-11 years. Get rid of him.
Who's trained them?
Who's trained them, and give the younger person a job, because at the end of the day, they don't have to pay the younger person so much. And it's just getting diabolical at the minute. I mean, they say now that you get into work, the company that employs you sort of like get £1,000 or something off the government for employing you.
Well, there's the incentive straight away, isn't it? But
there's the incentive to get more people into work because they're going to get the money. But they're not doing it. They're just sitting back on the backsides and they don't want to do anything about it.
And the thing is, they're kicking out the older person the other end, who's then back into that cycle, but there's there's nothing in that cycle to help them get back into work, is there?
That's right. There's nothing at all here to get people back to work. Because people are going out there, they're going to the job centre, the advisor will sit there and say, oh yeah, there's a job out there. Build your hopes up.
Yeah.
3-4 weeks down the line, he's in the same position. There's no tier. Until we actually get off our backside and start creating jobs, it's going to get worse.
Well, one of my volunteers was saying to me last Tuesday, we were talking, and he said that he's applied for jobs and he needs to speak like Gujarati, or he needs a caring qualification, and someone at the job centre said to him, well, why are you applying for something quite clearly that you haven't got the qualification or experience for? And he said, well, I've done everything you've told me to, now I'm just trying my luck because I want to work.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of people out there getting told you need to do this, you need training for this, you need training for that. There's people out there going for jobs that they've been told to go for and not getting them. I know a bloke who's been trying for years. He's a qualified security bloke, been doing it 35 years, lost his job, been trying to get back into it, and he keeps getting cut all the while, get told, well, why should we employ you when we can employ somebody who's younger and paying less wages?
Yeah.
This is what we're getting.
That's the point we're at, isn't it? Yeah. Listen, Paul, cheers, mate. Thank you.
Thank you very much.